Okay, to start up the afternoon, we're going to do another 15 minutes sit, just to get us to land here again and to reflect on the practice and what we're actually doing when we're doing mindfulness rather than just discursively talking about it. Okay, again, taking our seat and paying some attention to our posture. Making sure that the spine is upright and the head balanced, the shoulders not tense. In setting our intention in this way to be alert and receptive, open to what is arising in our experience, both in terms of our physicality and also what is arising in the mind. Finding a comfortable position for the hands. And just reminding ourselves that this is an embodied intention. Taking notice of some of those smaller elements of our experience that normally pass us by in the rush and the busyness of ordinary life. We get very little time to actually contact these very sometimes profound moments of being, just little simple things. Just like the feeling of the touch of our clothing on our bodies. Just that experience of the warmth and coolness of the air on our skins. Our feet planted on the floor, our awareness of the soles of our feet touching earth, grounding us. Possibly the feeling of one hand resting in another, and the warmth or coolness in that touch. It's that simple touching. Feeling, if your hands are not in your lap, of them resting in the gentle pressure and warmth or coolness again of your hands as they rest on your thighs or your knees. So we're literally coming to touch our experience. And we come to touch it with a friendlier eye. The whole process of what we're engaged in can be seen as a gentle turning towards experience. So in this gentle turning towards, it is imbued with a friendliness, a gentleness. And we sit breathing, the breath being a constant, watching its arising, watching its passing away. We might even observe sensations in the body, just simply arising and passing away. We see that simple arising, that momentary duration, and often then the slipping away and the arising of a new experience. But the coming and going of the breath, the sense of the body breathing, that whole body breath. And we might experience the breath as a whole, its beginning, its middle and its end, starting with the nose, the feeling of the breath entering, the feeling of the breath at the back of the throat, the expansion of the chest, and the gentle rise of the abdomen. and then the falling away of the abdomen, the contraction of the chest, and finally ending up with the warm air exiting the nose. So we get a full sense of the whole breath, as well as the whole body breathing. And allowing our attention to be with that breath, but without introducing any elements of force or desperately trying to cling to the breath. So we're simply observing. Just observing that in-breath and the out-breath, each breath at a time. This breath followed by this breath. And if we're pulled away by thoughts, feelings, images, other perceptions, sound, sensations in the body, note where your mind has gone. Remember this gentle turning towards the experience, whatever it is. This basic, most fundamental act of kindness that you can proffer to yourself is the turning towards rather than trying to evade what is there, so that we start to break the reactiveness of a lot of our mind's activity. So we fully acknowledge where our minds have gone. And escort our awareness back to the breath to rest again on the sense of the whole breath, almost like a column of breath. And we feel the breath at the nose and experience it also with the movement of the abdomen. Coming and going, rising and falling. Just one breath at a time. And knowing where our minds are. Is our mind with the breath or is it somewhere else? And if it's somewhere else, it's not a problem. Just note where it is, acknowledge what is pulled for your attention, turning towards it with friendliness, and then bringing yourself gently back to once again rest on the movement of the breath experienced as this whole breath coming and going. And the sense of the body breathing. You're not trying to control anything, just observe it, see it, in a sense touch it. Standing close to our experience. And know where your mind is at this moment, whether it's with the breath or somewhere else. Mindful, aware, open and receptive to what is there within our experience.